Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3. Thank you guys for making us DFW's number one stars podcast. We completely appreciate it. Got a really interesting one for you. Eric Fisher from Front Office Sports. They did an amazing job. They broke the story that the Dallas Stars could be on the move to another DFW city. We'll talk to him in a moment. No matter what city you live in, here's the good thing. The on-time experts will come to you. They are the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars. They are keeping your temperature perfect all season long. I keep telling you guys, I'm a lifetime customer, and they want you to be a lifetime customer. I've had my plumbing worked on by them. I've had my HVAC worked on by them. They showed me the pictures. They showed me the video. They're all about saving you money. So the temperature's very nice right now, but what happens when those cooler days come? Is the heat going to come on, and is it going to come on perfect? Well, you can get a tune-up. You can get a full cleaning. Great prices. Just go to theontimeexperts.com, theontimeexperts.com. You hit the book now button. Guess what? Same day service guaranteed. And they're supporting local hockey here in DFW, supporting the Dallas Stars, and supporting this podcast. So make sure you check them out. TheOnTimeExperts.com. Make sure you tell them Gavin and Spits and Suds sent you. All right, let's speak with Eric Fisher, nice enough to join us from Front Office Sports, kind of set the world on fire here in DFW on Friday night with the breaking news that the Dallas Stars ownership committee group, what have you, is exploring other cities, and the city of Plano certainly was one of the cities mentioned. Eric, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're a veteran journalist, and you guys do such a great job. Tell us Thank how you. This story came about, because I don't want to say it came out of nowhere. The Mavericks were more the story as far as what's going to happen with a new arena for the Mavericks. And you guys all of a sudden on Friday said, wait a minute, how about those Dallas Stars?
Yeah, so the question of the Stars has been kind of sitting under the surface. And so the Mavericks, as you well know, have hired Rick Welts, and they've had some further reorganization where Ricky, basketball Hall of Famer, he's really kind of dug in on the arena project, and he built the Chase Center while he was at the Warriors, and he really knows how to do this. And as that process has developed and they have their own questions to answer, the Stars are not part of that consideration, that whatever the Mavericks end up deciding to do, the Stars are not part of that. And that's entirely fine. That's the Mavericks' prerogative. And Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, acknowledged as such. And so the Stars themselves have had their own decisions to make, and they've been quietly assessing their own options. And, you know, we've known some people within the ownership advisory group with the team, and, you know, was able to learn that they're getting at least closer to making a decision. Nothing is final, but there's, you know, certainly some heat around this potential Plano option, you know, where they could do a lot of interesting things besides just build an arena. So that's kind of how it all came together. But it was originally sort of starting from there's going to be a fork in the road come 2031 between the two teams where they're each going to be making their own individual decision.
And from your expertise covering sports, as far as the business of sports, I'll give Minnesota as an example where the Timberwolves want to stay in Minneapolis, the Wild want to stay in St. Paul. So they want separate arenas. And you just mentioned the Mavericks and the Stars. Can you just take our listeners through why having your own arena is so important? Because it does seem as though sharing arena would also have its advantages.
So when you have your own building, you get to control all of the other activity that happens there on all of those other non-game nights. And if you take out one other team, in the case of the Stars, so they'll have 40 some odd between preseason and then regular season. And obviously they've been a very good team, you know, another maybe dozen, you know, if they're lucky, playoff games. So 60, 65 dates, what have you, that's another 300 plus nights that they can monetize with other events that they control, that they're booking and that they're generating the revenue from. And when you're the junior tenant in that building, that opportunity is not there. And even in a shared situation, you're sort of dealing with your other partner on that. And it's going to be very interesting. And for example, in Philadelphia, to see how that plays out, where the Sixers and the Flyers and their respective ownership groups are going to be fully 50-50 in that situation and their new arena that's coming. But when you have your own building, you get to call the shots and all of that other economic upside from all of those other non-game nights then becomes yours.
Were you expecting in any way a no comment when you were tipped off about this? You called the Stars and Brad Alberts answered a lot of your questions.
Yeah, and it took a little bit to get to that. And you know, Brad was a pro with us, and he is a pro, and he's a veteran guy who's been in the business a long time. But you know, like a lot of stories, and particularly as it relates to facility development, because there's a lot of local politics involved and, you know, a lot of complicated business machinations, there was certainly reticence to talk about this because there's not a final decision yet. And usually when these things are developing, the parties don't necessarily like to be very public until there is a final decision. But you know, the pathway along the way to get to the decision, you know, in my mind and a lot of other people's minds is very interesting as well, because the process you get to directly informs the end result. And I think, and for example, the Chicago Bears, we've been all over that situation where they were looking all over the Chicago land area and then they were downtown and now they're going to be back out in the suburbs and their property that they own in Arlington Heights. And we've been at every step of the way and through that whole consideration process over the last 2+ years. And it's been very fascinating, and our readers find it as such as well. So yes, we're sort of in this middle consideration stage of where they're going to ultimately end up, but it's still absolutely fascinating.
And Brad Alberts, he talked to you guys, also talked to the Dallas Morning News. He said no favorites at this point, but it does seem like Plano, Arlington, Frisco mentioned. But it seemed as though, and maybe I'm reading into this too much, Eric, that Dallas kind of takes the back burner. Did you get that impression as well?
So the issue with downtown is what the vision there. It's a land availability issue, and probably vis-a-vis cost, you know, to actually amass enough parcels for what they want to do, and then the cost to amass said parcels. And in all of these suburban locales, that's inevitably going to be easier. And what their vision is like what the Bears are and a lot of other teams, is to sort of follow this Atlanta Braves model, where you have this sort of live, work, play, attend kind of thing, where you've got all sorts of mixed-use development, and there's a full 365, not just the events that I spoke of before in the actual sports facility, but office space and residential and retail and, you know, restaurant and all that sort of thing. They want to do their version of the Battery, and to do a full-on version of the Battery, you got to have a much larger chunk of land that may necessarily be available in downtown Dallas.
And you mentioned downtown Dallas. Have you heard anything, any rumblings about Dallas City Hall? Big article in the Dallas Morning News today that it's going to cost nearly $100 million just to renovate it. It's falling apart in several areas, leaks, and that being a possible spot, entertainment center with an arena. I mean, you have the Kay Bailey Hutchinson. They're trying to work on that. The Dallas Wings are moving to that area as well.
And this then intersects back into where what the Mavericks may end up deciding to do, because doing something in that area in along with a casino that the Adelsons and that group are contemplating, should Texas legalize sports wagering, that's potentially an option for them as well. And I think that may be sort of informing what the Stars are thinking, getting back to my original point that they're not part of the Mavericks. And if the Mavericks may end up downtown in the casino that they're thinking works better downtown, maybe just better to go out into one of these other locales. And as I'm sure you've talked about on your podcast, the Stars have done a very extensive job around youth hockey in your market. And that's where a lot of their fans are. And this was the Braves' calculus as well, that when they left downtown for where they are out in Cobb County, they sort of ran the heat map as to where their fans are, and the majority of their fans coming to Braves games were in that northern half of the Atlanta metro. And I think this is part of the Stars' thinking as well, is getting a little closer to where a lot of their most ardent fans live.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I know this is a different scenario, but I hope you understand, like, you know, when I think of this, I also think of the other side, the Arizona Coyotes moving to Glendale and Ottawa being outside the city, and how those arenas at the time seemed like great ideas and it just didn't work out. Like I said, I know Dallas is different, but those do come to mind, because I do, you know, I mean, I just thought tonight of Victory Park, and if the Mavs and the Stars move away, I mean, it's hard enough to even go grocery shopping in that area. What becomes of that massive area that was supposed to be the future of Dallas?
I think it's a great question. And this is where, you know, all of the stakeholders need to be aligned. And then you sort of do that master planning. And, you know, to raise another team example, this is exactly what's going on with the Rays, that now that the Rays are under new ownership and they're looking at stadium sites, and the likelihood is that they're going to move on to the other side of the bay. What do you do with that land around Tropicana Field? And already bids are coming in, and they're starting to think about, okay, if it's not baseball, then what? But it also then just kind of speaks to the importance of having, you know, good, well-capitalized ownership and partners that you're bringing on to help with the real estate development and so forth. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there's any sort of inherent issues along those lines with the Stars ownership. Again, right. This is a, you know,
very healthy
ownership group, you know, well-performing team on the ice that, I don't think you're going to have some of the issues come up that way like you did with the Coyotes, you know, because they were undercapitalized and you had revenue challenges and a bunch of other things going on that are not in play in this situation.
In your experience, you guys do such a great job investigating these pieces. So with other pieces that you've done, Eric Johnson, the mayor of Dallas, has come out and said, you know what? We could have it. Dallas is big enough now. DFW is growing. We could have an AFC team here. We have the Dallas Cowboys. And then talks about maybe a National League Baseball team. But then now I'm looking at it and say, well, if you lose the Mavericks, let's say to Irving, and if you lose the Stars, you have no more teams minus the Dallas Wings in actual Dallas. So how much does politics play a part in all of this?
Oh, a lot, because you got to sort of make the deal where you can make the deal. And I've sort of laid out the Stars, like a lot of other teams, have this more sort of expansive mixed use vision. And again, part of that is land availability, but it also is making the deal with the other side of the party. Because even if you're paying for this all privately, there's any number of things that have to be done between permitting and zoning and infrastructure and those kinds of things, that there is going to be a public sector involvement, at least to some degree, in every one of these situations. And having a good, healthy relationship where you can get those things done is very important. And again, I think the city of Dallas wants to get things done, but how this sort of, and you've got, it's such a unique market that you have there, that obviously it's growing. It's now the number four U.S. media market, but you've got these two big cities on sort of either end of the Metroplex, and then all of these big growing suburban areas sort of in between. You know, the geography and sort of the way the population's laid out, it's very unique. And then that sort of lends itself to some unique politics and the kinds of, conflicts that may arise here as well.
Okay. And we talk politics, and I guess this would kind of be posturing, so to speak, with your experience, wondering the timing of this getting out in the open. Do you think in any way it's to get the cities to hustle, to get in the mix, as well as maybe put Dallas itself on a timer that they have to step up?
Yeah. So I do think that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If this all sort of plays out the way the winds seem to be blowing, for all the reasons I just described with the land and everything else, if Plano ends up happening, I think they could build a great facility out there and be very happy, and life could go on. But because it's not done, and if there's a wake-up call that a better deal then comes along from Dallas, it, from the Stars' perspective, it's win-win. And I don't think they're necessarily being disingenuous. I don't think they're being disingenuous here. I think they're trying to figure out what is the best decision. But as this sort of plays out, if Dallas does come up, the game's not over here. If they do come up and they are able to work something out and it ends up being the best thing for the city and the team, then great.
Did they get into next steps at all with you?
Not in super detail. I think it's a lot of just continuing to run through the process in terms of the modeling, in terms of like, what are the parcels available? How much do we need to sort of put together to make everything sort of work? And then running financial models off of that. And I think there's a lot of kind of that sort of mocking out the kind of various projects and how they look like, what they would look like in various locales. And that's a lot of what is happening right now, and sort of just, okay, if it was in Plano, this would be what it would look like. If it's in another jurisdiction, here's what it could look like, that kind of scenario.
Well, I was also curious because the city of Arlington, I'm sure, could approach the Stars and say, hey, we're 2 for 2 as far as bonds, you know, as far as elections and getting bonds passed for the Cowboys.
And getting them
and
paid
the
off early. That's the other big thing, because they just hit that milestone with the Rangers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got a established track record of not only getting this done, but then getting it paid back ahead of schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the only thing that the other aspect I was thinking, and you're right about the heat map, I think that's a great point you bring up, is, you know, this is a driving city. You know, and one of the things that Fort Worth people can do is they can take the train that directly into the American Airlines if it's in Plano. And there's no train that goes to Arlington. So that's a little bit different than other cities. So that probably would have to be figured out.
Yeah. And then the other thing sort of lurking out there is that we're, you know, before you know it, we're going to be at 20 years of AT&T Stadium. And, and you know, we've been, again, spending a lot of time, not just with the Bears, but on a lot of other NFL facilities coming along. We've got Tennessee and Buffalo well under construction. Washington just got approved. Cleveland's working on something. Kansas City's in the very similar deliberative phase, that before you know it, all these other new facilities are going to be coming online. And what was being talked about as the eighth wonder of the world is going to look dated by comparison.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, you took the Rangers' new manager off the headlines on Friday, sir.
Yeah. But, you know, again, your market is just, it's so fascinating, because not only is it growing and now just the number 4 media market, but all of these teams are in these very interesting spaces. And we've also been spending a lot of time on, like, what the Rangers have done and the other teams in terms of rebuilding that local media model. It just, you're really at sort of the fulcrum of a lot of interesting stuff happening right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember Tom Hicks, the old owner prior to bankruptcy, he used to own the Stars and he owned the Rangers. And he had this vision of this amazing, like, connection in Arlington, where he was always frustrated where people would drive into the game and drive away. And now you look at that vision, it wasn't him, but you look at everything with Texas Live and 2 Lowe's Live hotels and that bridge now between the Cowboys and the Rangers, where it's just entertainment all over the place. It is pretty extraordinary what Arlington does. And I would think they would bring that to the table and say, hey, we have experience here.
Yeah, and we're going to hit yet another level with these World Cup matches next year, because not only are the games themselves going to be held at AT&T, but you're going to have fan festivals at the other facilities there, and then stuff happening out in the parking lots and such. It's going to be wild.
It absolutely. Eric Fisher of Front Office Sports, thank you so much for taking the time. This was really informative, gave us an extra level of answers. And man, we look forward to having you again, because I think this thing's just going to grow and there's going to be like new wrinkles all the time.
We're just getting started.
We absolutely are. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Eric.
Have a good evening.
Absolutely. Eric Fisher from Front Office Sports. That's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. Thanks again to the on-time experts for their great work. We'll have another podcast for you soon. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.